The Torah in the beginning of Parashas told us, discusses the birth of Yaakov and Esav. And the Pasuk says, when the Pasuk describes the naming of Yaakov Avinu, V'yikra Shema Yaakov. And Rashi says, who was the V'yikra Shema? Who was the individual that called Yaakov Yaakov? So the first Pshat Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that called him Yaakov. The other Pshat Rashi suggests, if Aviv Karav loved Yaakov, his father called him Yaakov, Al Shem Achizas HaEkev, because he held on to the heel of his brother Esav. And I saw Reb Don Segel and many other Mepharshim point out that when the Torah speaks about how Esav was named Esav, the Pasuk says, V'yikru Shmai Esav, Loshen Rabbim, many people called him Esav. And Rashi explains, Hakol Karoloi came. Everyone called him by that name. So Reb Don Segel tries to explain why by Yaakov Avinu was he named by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by his father Yitzchak, and by Esav was named by everybody with that name. So he says that we know, the Torah says in Parashas Bereishis, as Adam HaRishon called all the animals and everything that was created in the world a name, the Pasuk says, V'yikra ha'adam shemos. Adam HaRishon was able to identify and understand the essence of everybody. And that's why he gave a name that reflected that essence. And that's actually the case by every name that a Jew has. That name reflects who he is. And that's why there is a custom, sometimes, chas v'shalom, when somebody is very ill, they change his name. Because what's the point of changing the name? Because it's not that same person. Because the name identifies who you are. So a simple person, everybody can understand who is that person. Esav was extremely simple to understand. He was Esav HaRasha. Yaakov Avinu was much more difficult to understand what really made up Yaakov Avinu. And therefore teaches us Rashi, the only HaKadosh Baruch Hu or Yitzchak had that capacity to call him by that name. But if we look further, Rashi says that what the Medrash says is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avtem Karasim Shem LeBechorchem, you the people of the world have called a name to your Bechor Esav, Af ani ekra shmi shem lebnei b'chayri. I will give a name to my b'char Yaakov Avinu. I will be the one who gives him a name. And why is that relevant? Asked the Marshag in his Sefer Zahav Shavo. To what, why, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov Avinu. So he explains very much along the same lines as we begun to explain that Esav, we know, is Esav HaRasha. Esav was a person who lived a life that wasn't a life of honesty, a life to be modeled after. As the Rashi says, Shoya Tzadas Habriyas, Esav was a person that would capture people. Esav was the one that would attempt to fool his father. He's, as Rashi tells us later, Heich ma'asrimas ha'melech v'sateven, how do we take off mice from salt, from straw? That who's Esav is. Yaakov Avinu, on the other hand, as the Torah describes Yaakov Avinu, is Ish Tam Yoshev Ahalim. But if we really review the experiences of Yaakov Avinu, we don't really find that he was a person of an Ish Tam. An Ish Tam means a simple person. Yoshev Ahalim, he sits and learns all the time. We find that Yaakov Avinu was quite smart and he was able to outwit Esav in many different cases. He was able to buy the Bechaira from Esav for a Nezir Adashim. He was able to get the Brachas from Yitzchak. We know that the children of Yaakov Avinu, Shimon and Levi, were able to take revenge in the city of Shechem. They were quite smart and they were quite shrewd. So why is Yaakov Avinu called the Ishtam Yoshev Olam? And the answer is, being an Ishtam does not mean that one should allow himself to be fooled. An Ishtam does not mean that the person should allow that anybody could do what they want with him. The Pasuk says in Koheles, V'chachachma tichya baleo. And the Medrash over there discusses many very smart, shrewd things that different tzaddikim did over the generation to make sure that their position was properly protected. And that was what Yaakov Avinu did. Yaakov Avinu realized that Esav was here to harm him, and he was able, V'yoda echezes beikev Esav, he was able to follow the ways of Esav. When it was necessary to do what he had to do, he did what he had to do. And that's pshat when the pasuk says that Esav announces, Hachi korosh ma Yaakov, v'yakveini ze pamayim. Notice the word Yaakov, v'yakveini. Es b'charosi lokach, v'ina ata lokach b'charosi. What was Esav trying to say when he was trying to be upset, when he was trying to complain how Yaakov had treated him by mentioning his name, Hachi Karashma Yaakov? What does the name that Yaakov has have to do with Esav being upset, how Yaakov had taken the Bechayr from him, how Yaakov had taken the Brachas from him? But that's exactly what Esav said. Now I understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant. Now I understand what my father Yitzchak meant when they gave this name of Yaakov to Yaakov. That Yaakov is a person, I would think, that I could be always have the upper hand over him. Says Esav, V'yakveini ze pamayim, Yaakov is the one that outsmarted me. And that's why Rashi explains the Marshag, goes out of the way, the Medrash, to say that Yaakov Avinu is the Bechor. Why is it necessary to tell us that? Because Rashi is trying, the Medrash is trying to teach us that when he took the Bechayra, he also did what he was supposed to do. And he also did it in the way he's supposed to do it. And that's why Rashi says, you know why Yaakov Avinu is called Yaakov? Because of this midah, this characteristic that he has, not to let himself be fooled by the Rishoyim. And that's how he got the name Bnei Bechori. He's my Bechor. And that's how he got the Bechorah. And Hashem was declaring that he deserves the Bechorah. And what he received the Bechorah should not be considered as if he did it in an illegal fashion. He did it in the most admirable fashion. Because a tzaddik has to be an Ishtam Yoshev Aholim, but he also has to be V'yakveini. He also has to be Yodah Chezes Be'ekav Esav. The Leif Simcha says that why specifically was Yaakov Avinu holding on to the leg? So he says that Esav had the characteristic of a chazir, of a pig. And we know that the pig has one simen like a kosher animal. It has split hooves. And it has one simen that, like a kosher animal, it doesn't chew its cud. And it's constantly sticking out its leg to show, look, I look like a kosher animal. I have split hooves. Yaakov Avinu was holding on. Yaakov Avinu was holding on to those leg and saying, I'm not going to let you fool the world. I'm not going to let you make the world think that you are what is important. I know that the Derech Hashem and the Derech HaTorah is what's important, and I will protect and do whatever is necessary to make sure that that derech, that path is the path that I and my children and Klal Yisrael will follow.